Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Allison Knezovich of the Baltimore County Bureau of the Baltimore Sun. Allison, you've got quite an interesting story out there involving health care and government employees, principally the police. And it puts the county executive, Mr. Kamenetz, in a sort of a difficult position, and he seems to be really digging his feet in here. Bring us up to date a little bit on this story, and you know, we'll talk about it.
This was a case that started about 6 years ago in 2007 when the police union filed a grievance over how much a certain group of retirees was paying for their health care. A lot of litigation ensued over this, and last year it went to the state's highest court, which ruled in favor of the union. The county has been ordered to pay back those retirees for what they were overcharged, and the county has so far not done so.
Who gets this money?
It would be about 400 retired police officers. They retired between, I think, 1993 and 2007.
Do you have any idea what each individual policeman would get?
The union has told me it's an average of about $1,300 to $1,900 per person.
So it's not nothing.
Right.
Mr. Kamenetz says he's not going to pay.
The county says they strongly disagree with the court rulings on this. They are now trying to get the court to overturn this latest order for them to pay the money. County Executive Kamenetz says he's looking out for the taxpayers and that this is something that the county was not obligated to do as far as covering this part of the health insurance.
Where would the appeal go? Does it go to the Court of Appeals or the Court of Special Appeals?
It's already been to both those courts. So right now it's in the circuit court. It has been pushed back to the circuit court.
For pushed back to do what? To hear the issue again?
Yeah, the latest thing was that the circuit judge, Baltimore County Circuit Court, ordered the county to pay the money in August, and he gave them 20 days. The county did not do so. So now there's more legal filings at that level of the court.
This seems like an arcane part of the process I'm not familiar with. I mean, if you've gone all the way through and had these appeals decided, then it gets back, kicked back to do what? To rehear the issue? I know that the county lawyers are saying it's unconstitutional to make this kind of order. Talk a little bit more about that.
The county maintains that only the county council may appropriate money. They say that it's unconstitutional for a court to order the county to spend money.
Now, is there a distinction here between the executive and the council?
Yes. I think it's about the separate branches of government.
So in a sense, it sounds as if Mr. Kamenetz, the county executive, is kicking the ball over to the council.
Well, and there is disagreement in that members of the council say that their lawyers have told them that they can't do a bill to force the county to pay this money, whereas the administration says that the council needs to write up legislation for this money.
Where do you think it'll go from here?
I really wouldn't want to guess on that since it's been going on for 6 years, but there is a hearing scheduled for October 15th in front of the circuit court judge.
So the union is saying somebody has to act here. Well, we'll see what happens. Allison, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
For Allison Knezovich, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.